This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey there, and welcome to our Friday Bible study. This is a subsection of the Ribs and Knits podcast where you and I get to spend some time just reading the Bible. We're going to go through series where we read different books of the Bible, starting with Ephesians. It's only a little 5, 7, 10 minute study where you and I just dive into the Bible a little bit together. But there is so much more for you than just these studies. Make sure you're spending time with the Lord every single day and hanging out with Him and just hearing what He wants to say. If you're new to the Bible and you don't really understand it, I encourage you to go and check out season 2 of the Ribs and Knits podcast where we covered an episode on the Bible. My prayer is that these Friday studies really encourage you and help you grow in the word and help you understand the Bible a little bit more. These studies are a subsection of the podcast, and these will happen every single Friday. So even when the podcast is on a break for different series, these will happen every Friday. So I hope you enjoy these, and yeah, let's get stuck into the Bible together. Hello and welcome back to the Ribs and Knits Friday Bible study. This is a little time where you and I get to just read the word together, and I'm so sorry, we did have a little blip last week. We didn't have one. There was lots going on, guys. I'm really sorry, girls. But we are back and we are in our Psalm series. We did Psalm 1 last week, and this week we are doing Psalm 20. I'm so excited because we're doing my 5 favorite Psalms over the next 5 weeks last week. And I just really enjoy it. I hope you girls are well and that there's lots of fun going on. It's the changing of seasons. There's lots changing at the moment, and there's going to be lots of new added things in Ribs and Knits for you to be excited for coming this autumn, or if you're American, fall. I love that Americans call it fall because it makes me think of all the falling leaves. It's cute, isn't it? It's always like, oh, I'm getting a fall drink. Fall fashion. Like, I always hashtag fall fashion in autumn, even though I'm very much British. It's just something we do, isn't it? I really like autumn days that are like sunny, bright, but like crisp. I don't like when it rains too much. I can do a rainy day and sit on the bus and look out at the window and be like, you know, in my head, I'm like in a movie looking out of a window and the rain is falling on the bus and I'm like, you know, listening to like a sad, dramatic love song. You know, I can do that. That's fine. But every once in a while, I only want to be in that movie like once a month in autumn and winter. But in England, we tend to have rain every day. So this week has actually been fine weather-wise. But Sunday that's just gone, yeah, that was horrible. I was meant to meet friends for brunch on Sunday and I was going to cycle there. And in London, cycling is so much easier than getting a bus or a train. And I was going to cycle for a 15-minute cycle, and then it started raining. So my 15-minute cycle turned into like a 45-minute to an hour journey. Not happening. I can't explain how the maths on that works, but it's just how it was, what my city mapper was saying. Anywho, this has nothing to do with the Bible study. I just love to chat with you gals. I hope you're all really well and that it's not raining too much where you are. Some of you might love a rainy day, though. It might just be me. I might be, you know, preaching to not the choir. You guys might be like, actually, I love that it rains all the time for the crops. Yeah, fair. The farmers might like it, but not me. Anyway, today we're doing Psalm 20. So open up your Bibles. Open up your Bibles. Let the word in. If you don't know that song, don't worry. Those are different lyrics to the actual song. But we're reading Psalm 20. As you can see, this girl loves her psalms. If you don't know what my highlighting pattern is, go check out the Bible episode we did in season 2 of the Actual Ribs and Knits podcast, where I talk you through how I highlight my Bible. But today I can see already from how I've highlighted, we've got some purple, which means there's worship. We've got some yellow, which means faith. We've got some orange, means something about God. We've got some pink, so there's something about humans and people. And then we've got more yellow here, which is about people, believers, those who follow the faith. So that's cool. We know that's coming up. And we're going to start by reading this together. So get out your Bibles, whip out your phone. NIV translation is what I'm going for. And we'll read Psalm 20 together. For the director of music, a psalm of David. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of God of Jacob protect you. May he send you from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious, and we will lift up our banners in the name of the Lord. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call. This psalm is normally read before like a battle or a big undertaking. So in my case, I would say, oh, I might read this before a big exam in school, or I might read this before a job interview, or I might read this before having a baby. I might read this before meeting someone I'm nervous to meet. This is a blessing. This is something that's going to bless you and remind you of the Lord, what he does for us. It's going to remind you how he can make all things work for you. It's going to remind you that he can grant all your requests. It's going to remind you to worship through it all. It's going to remind you who God is. It's going to remind you what not to lean on. And it's also going to remind you where you stand in your faith with God. We'll start with this first verse. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of God of Jacob protect you. So distress, the Hebrew of this, I do have my iPad down here, by the way, that's why I'm looking down here. The Hebrew of distress is a term of tsara, T-S-A-R-A-H, which literally means light space. Like when you feel squeezed by stress, do you ever feel like you're so stressed, you're like lightheaded? I'm so stressed. I'm in this space that's like, I feel like I'm levitating. I'm out of my own body. I can't control myself. And so this is like this Hebrew term of distress. May the Lord answer you when you're in distress. May the Lord meet you when you are literally being squeezed by stress. When stress is making you feel like tight, pushed in on your own body. It's basically saying the Lord is like, may the Lord answer you when you're in that moment. And there's so many times I can think of that in my life. Even in my walk before I became a Christian, I used to deal with such insane amounts of stress. Like I used to sit and be so consumed by stress. But this verse is saying, may the Lord answer you when you are in distress. So before I was a Christian, I didn't know I could, well, I actually grew up in a Christian home, so I did kind of know this, but I didn't know the extent of this. I didn't realize I could reach out for God when I was in my distress, and he could meet me even when I'm so in a squeeze of distress that nothing works, nothing meets me. But I could just speak the name of Jesus. I could just call out God's name. I could just say, God, meet me here. God, I need you right now. God, I need your help. And in that moment, he comes in where nothing else can come in. Nothing else can get you out of that stress. He comes in and he takes you out of that place, and he can answer you in that place. It then goes on in verse 2 and 3. May he send you help from the sanctuary, so help from heaven, and grant you support from Zion. So he's going to send you help from where he is. And may he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. Obviously, burnt offerings and sacrifices here are things for the Old Testament, for Jews. This is, as a Gentile, I am not partaking in burnt offerings and sacrifices. But I do sacrifice things for the Lord. I sacrifice my flesh. I sacrifice my earthly wants. I sacrifice my sin. I sacrifice the desires of my flesh. And so here I put in, may he remember all your sacrifices of your flesh and what you gave up in your old life and what you give up to follow God, and remember all your sacrifices, all you sacrificed to follow him, to give him the glory, to make him first in your life. May he remember that. And the Hebrew word nazkir, which means remember, but it means to proclaim or shout out loud. God remembers what you've sacrificed, and he doesn't just think it's nothing. He shouts about it. He brings it to the surface. He declares, I've seen your sacrifices and I remember them. I don't remember them. Oh yeah, I remember when Emily gave up drinking for me. Oh, I remember when Emily, you know, stopped going out to the clubs and getting drunk for me. I remember when Emily stopped dating boys that she shouldn't be dating and stopped doing things with boys she shouldn't be doing. He yells about it. He's proud of it. He's like, I remember when Emily stopped drinking for me. It says this word, nazkir, doesn't just mean remember. It means to proclaim or shout. He doesn't just remember. He proclaims and shouts about what you've sacrificed for him. He is proud of what you sacrificed for him. He finds it amazing. He loves it. You need what you sacrifice for the Lord. It's not a small deal to him. It's a big deal to him. Just like it's a big deal what Jesus sacrificed on the cross for us. I mean, what we sacrifice is not nearly as big of a deal. But to God, it's a big deal. It then goes on in verse 5 that we will shout for joy when you are victorious. We will lift up our banners in the name of our God. So here it's saying, we will shout for joy when you are victorious. This is the Israelites. We will shout for joy when you are victorious in battle. Yes, to the king. So they're saying this to the king at the time. We will shout for joy when you are victorious. And we will lift our banners up in the name of the Lord. So they're not saying here, we'll shout for joy and then we'll write on our banners the king's name and make it all about the king. We will shout for the joy when this king's army is triumphant. And then we will shout about God, because God is the one who got us that win. God is the one who won that battle. He's the one who brought us the victory. When things go right for us, when you get a job, say you've just got a new job, or you've got into the university you wanted to, or the sixth form you wanted to, you may say, yes, I'm so glad I revised hard. So that's the we'll shout for joy when you are victorious. I'm so glad I revised. I'm so glad I went to those extra tutorials. I'm so glad I researched this job before I showed up for the interview. And then I will lift up the banner in the name of the Lord. I'm glad I revised, but thank you, God, for getting me through that exam. I may have worked out what this job would entail and read through all the criteria and worked my hardest to get this job, but thank you, God, that you gave me this job. It's like we can recognize our own efforts, but really when it comes down to it, our banners that we lift need to be to God. We need to honor God when things go right. We need to honor God with thanksgiving when he gives us things. And even when the battle isn't won, even when you haven't got it right, even when you didn't get the job, you didn't get into the university, you didn't get the sixth form you wanted, we raise our banner to God and we say, you are still working for good right now. Because I know that this battle was lost because you have a different battle you want me to win. You didn't want me to do well in this because you've got a different place for me. And obviously, if you didn't revise and you didn't work hard, like, come on, we do need to work hard. These people are going to battle and they're fighting in the battle. And then when they win, they're like, yes, we won. Thanks, King. Thanks, King, for leading us. But thank you, God, for giving us victory. We raise our banners up and we say, you are Lord and you are the victorious one and you gave us the win in this battle. And then it goes on to say, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He's saving you and me. He saves his anointed. We are literally saved by the Lord. Like, let's just pause. You and me, if you have given your life to Jesus, you are saved by God. Because of his grace, he has saved us. And then his mercies are new each morning. What? This is good news. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. You are saved. If you have given your life to Jesus, you are saved. he answers him or her from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. What can the Lord do with his right hand for you? What can he bring you out of? Because if he can win battles for armies, what can he do in your life with just his right hand? What can he do by just putting out his hand and helping you? What if you reached out to the Lord today? What if you reached out to the Lord today, put out your hand and said, Lord, I give you my life. What should I change? What do I need to do? How can I glorify you in my life? What if you reached out today to the Lord? What if you put your trust in him? What if you honored him today? What if you reached out and grasped everything he has waiting for you? You can give your life to Jesus today. You just need to reach out and take his right hand. You can be walking in anointing today. You just need to reach out and grab his right hand. The Lord is so good. And I know that because I know the Lord saves his anointed and he answers them from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. The Lord can change everything in your life. He can change everything in your life. You need just to trust him. It then goes on to say, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. We could change this. We could read it as some trust in their iPhones and money and some in betting, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in Instagram likes and Instagram followers and TikTok followers, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in their clothes and their jewelry and their looks, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in the gym and getting fit and finally getting clear skin, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in TikTok trends and what others say about them and gossip, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in their family's opinions or names others have placed on them, on virality, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. What are you putting trust in that is not God? What gaps get filled here for you? Is it some trust in money? Are you trusting in money? Some trust in their looks. Some trust in their fashion. Some trust in their Instagram likes. Some trust in what their parents say about them. Some trust in their grades. Some trust in what some person on the internet says will make your skin clear. But really, we should be trusting in the name of the Lord our God. But really, we should be reaching out to God and trusting that he has the right plan for us. People are brought to their knees by greed, by Instagram likes, by desiring other people to follow them and like them, by wanting to be the next TikTok star, by wanting to be the most fashionable in the room, by betting all their money away, by gossiping with people when they shouldn't be, by trying to get into the popular groups and waste their life trying to get too many abs. No one needs more than 6, okay? You can be brought to your knees and fall because of what your flesh wants. Your flesh wants you dead. Your flesh, I'm sorry, the reality is, this flesh on my body, this flesh that tries to tempt my mind, it wants me dead. It's not my friend. It wants to lead me to temptation. It wants to do what it wants to do. But it will bring me to my knees and I will fall if I follow it. But we rise up and stand firm. Those who follow the Lord, they rise up and stay firm. It's literally in the Bible, it talks about the house that's built on the solid rock and the house that's built on the sand. The waters will come and it will take your house away. It will take it away if it is built on sand. But if it is built on something solid, like faith, like biblical principles, like the Holy Spirit's leading, you will not fall. You will rise up and you will stand firm. Yes, you'll have moments where you might slip on the rock because you've just let your selfishness just rise up a little bit. Or you've given in to temptation, but that doesn't mean you're taken down. You can slip, but you will rise up and stand firm as long as you are being led by the Holy Spirit. You are digging into your biblical principles and living out fruitful lives, and that you're on God. God is your rock. It then goes on to say, "O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call." I love this because in this whole thing, it's talking about the battle that they're about to take part in. They're about to go to battle and they're saying, "Lord, save the king." And the king means this whole army. Lord, save us. Keep us going forward. Would you lead us into this battle? Would this battle be won by you at the front of it? And we know we need you to win this battle. We know we need you to guide us through this battle. We will lose if you don't save the king. Answer us when we call. Answer me right now. I'm calling to you. When's the last time you called on the name of the Lord? When's the last time you said, "Lord, I'm going through a battle. Can you lead me through it? Can you answer me while I call you?" When's the last time you said, "Lord, I'm dealing with this selfish ambition, with this desire of my heart. Can you answer me when I call and lead me through it and guide me through it? Would you take me through this? Would you win this battle for me? Would I hold your hand as we walk through this battlefield? And would I get to the other side without even a gunshot in me?" The Lord can do anything. The Lord answers when we call. He saves. We know that because the reason they're saying this is because they've seen it happen before. The reason they're bringing this prayer to God is because they've already won battles. Thanks to God. They've already seen God save the king. They've already seen God work his power. And they're saying, "Lord, do it again. Do it again in this battle like you did it in the last one and the one before that and one before that." If you're a Christian, I'm sure you can think of many times the Lord has won battles for you. I can think of so many. My battles with alcohol, my battles with issues with boys, my battles with self-esteem, with confidence. The fact I can even sit here and chat to you is I used to be shy and weak. I used to have so little confidence because I was so honestly obsessed with myself. But the Lord took my hand in the battle. He walked me through. And now I can sit here and admit my faults and admit that I am a sinful person who needs God. I need Jesus. I am nothing without Jesus. I am weak. I'm so weak without the power of Jesus. I will give into my flesh without him. I will fall on my knees without him. I will give into temptation, to lust, to the desire of money, to the want to bet my life away. If I don't have Jesus leading me, he will lead and guide if you ask him to. We just need to ask. But the fact that it says answer when we call, we need to call on him for him to answer. You know, it's kind of like a maths equation and it's giving us the answer. You have to call. You have to call on him. Answer equals called. Called equals answer. If you call on the Lord, he will answer you. When did you last ask him for help? When did you last actually get on your knees in your room and admit that you're sinful? Admit what you need to say. Admit all the sins you've done in that week and just give it all to Jesus. When's the last time you just gave up your flesh to Jesus and said, "Hey, this is my weakness. This is where I fall short. I need you. I recognize I am weak and shallow and selfish. I give up. Take this flesh. Take this flesh and make me holy. Make me righteous in your sight. Make me more like Jesus. Make me fruitful. Lord, would I produce fruit? Biblical fruit, fruit like you tell me that I can have." Those who have called on the name of the Lord, those are who will be saved. And those are the ones, if I'm in a tricky situation, I know the Lord's got my back. Why do I know? Because I've called on him and he hears me and he will come and get me. He is my dad. He will come and pick me up whenever I call on him. That's what dads do. That's what good dads do. That's what faithful dads do. And that's my God. My God is a good and faithful dad. This has gone on so long. This has been 24 minutes. These are meant to be 10 minute Bible studies. I'm so sorry. The word of the Lord just, I'm so excited. This psalm's not even long. It's just exciting what God can do in our lives. It's so cool what he can do. It's so cool that he can take a broken mess like me. And when I tell you I was broken and insecure and a weirdo, and he can make me excited about life, joyful when I wake up, full of ambition for him, full of confidence because he gave me confidence, full of assurance that I am his daughter and his chosen one. Do you know how fun and full my life is because God made it that way? I rejoice in the Lord, and I will rejoice in the Lord always, because he took a mess and he made her so much better. I'm trying to look like Jesus every day, because looking like Jesus is so much nicer than living a flashy life. But yeah, girls, I love you girls. My heart is for girls in the UK. I want every girl in the UK to know that Jesus loves her, and that Jesus chose her, and that Jesus died for her because he loves her. Every girl in England, obviously every girl in the world, but my heart is for the girls in England. I want you all to know how valuable you are. Do you know how valuable you are? Do you know you're a daughter of the King? Do you know he loves you so much? He loves you. You're his baby girl. And I want every girl in this country to know that. It is so key that every girl knows that, because a lot of us are walking in fear and anxiety and selfishness and laziness and confusion, and they don't know their self-worth because they don't know that their father loves them. So if you have a friend who doesn't know the Lord, this week tell her. Tell her about Jesus. Tell her that Jesus loves her, so that she can finally know how important she is. We will never understand how important we are until we see it through Jesus' eyes, till we see it through our Father in heaven's eyes. He sees you and he loves you. He sees you and he wants a relationship with you. He literally created everything for a relationship with you. He wants every human to know him so that he can lavish them with love. He sent a son so that he can lavish you with love and have a relationship with you. It wasn't enough in Old Testament times for him. He wanted relationship, and so he made it possible. I know I'm going off in rants today, and I'm going off in tangents, but read Psalm 20 today. Lord, I pray that this is a battle cry in your life, and that you see victory after victory in your life because of Jesus, because of God. I pray that he shows up for you. I know he will, but I pray he shows up for you in ways that only you can see that was God, where you can go and say, that can only have been God that led me through that battle. I pray you see him so clearly this week. I pray you have amazing conversation with your girlfriends who don't know him yet. I pray at the end of this week, a girl in your life that you spoke to feel so loved and chosen and seen this week. See your friends this week. Be interested in them. Talk about their lives. Dive into what's going on. Be really interested in them. And then out of that interest, out of hearing about their lives, bring in Jesus. You are so loved. I love spending this time with you. I hope this resonated with you. I hope the Lord spoke to you. And I hope you have a really, really, really blessed week. You are so loved. Goodbye, girls. I'll see you next week.